Coming into Tompkins my freshman year, August 24th, 2015, I did not know what to expect. I never would have thought I would have gotten so much more homework than what I was used to. I didn't know if I would actually fit in or not, and how I was going to survive all 4 years. Well, here I am. A lot of you know that school has always been super hard and not so easy for me. From failing many tests, redoing assignments, or no matter how good or bad the day went socially, every day was a roller coaster ride. In my high school experience, I've learned some very valuable lessons from all 4 years. I came into my freshman year knowing only my friends from SLJH, where my social life had some sticks and stones, and was really anxious about what was in store for all my classes. I learned freshman year that your grades do matter now. When I was assigned a project on one of the first few days of school, it slapped me in the face. Coming from junior high, I came to the conclusion that those grades meant absolutely nothing. High school is what really matters for getting into college. I thought the year was going to be easy. It honestly wasn't. I would end up retaking more tests than anyone could ever imagine. It would take me longer to learn any given material than an average classmate of mine would. And heck, it was always a struggle for me to pay attention in class. One moment I'll never forget is getting a 0 on my Spanish quiz. Definitely had to step my studying game up a notch. No me gusta a la escuela. But I went every day and never complained. # tougher than I thought. Sophomore year came and I knew I was familiar with what was at stake, but not knowing how much I would have to endure. And I learned, trials in life only make you stronger. The year itself was really hard for me, to say the least. I had two teachers who didn't even like me. They wouldn't help me on tests, quizzes, give me class notes. It just seemed like they wanted to put me off. It doesn't matter now. I'm graduating. I got in a shouting match with one of my coaches after he pulled me, and I totally deserved to be looking back on it. We had a disagreement on something, and things just went chaotic after that. I struggled keeping the right friends as I had to befriend a few, and having failed the English 2-star, which was downright gut-wrenching. I had a pretty hard time making and keeping the right friends throughout the year. Some were a bad influence, not so great people. I didn't want to become who they were. I had to move on from them. As to this day, they are not the right friends I want to be around. Of course it's tough to move on from anyone. No matter how cool I may have thought they were, they were not the right people I needed in my life. Like a little birdie told me later in life, you are the top 5 people you hang out with. And my life has been so much better as I continue to make the right friends for me. I remember my mom telling me I failed the star and how upset I got. I was in the kitchen and she had a straight face telling me I failed. And my jaw just dropped. I was really angry, disappointed, and lost for words for a good few hours. I missed more questions than a person needs in order to pass, which aggravated me. I was like, why? Why? Why does this keep happening to me? I had some flashbacks back to junior high where I also failed the English star, and it was one of the worst feelings ever. It's needless to say that me and the star aren't really best of friends. It is what it is, you know. I then said hours later, I had to take it again. It's like I was trying to climb Everest, and Star was the blizzard holding me back. Sophomore year was definitely a year where I had a bunch of trials to overcome. Junior year, I learned, if you want it, go get it. I came into junior year, oh, I knew where I was at, and oh, this year was going to be a breeze. But it was kind of similar in a way to sophomore year. I got stuffed at the 1 yard line against Brazos High School. Practices were brutal 3 to 3.5 hours a day. And even failing the English 2-star 2 more times. Everyone knew how much I wanted to score. The game against Brazos was my chance, and I failed. We ran a similar play to Seattle. The play I scored on this year, which was just handing the ball off to me, and I got stuffed. Still a great experience to learn from, but I don't like letting anyone down, ever. Taking the English 2-star the second time was okay. Sadly, I still failed. I don't know what went wrong there. I took it for a third time in the winter, and after I finished, I honestly felt really good about it. Like, the third time's a charm, am I right? But when I got the results saying, your child does not meet the satisfactory needs to pass, it hit me really hard. It sucks when you feel really good about something, and it ends up turning out bad. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through. As I went to bed that night, I thought about what could have happened and what I could have done better. And I kid you not, I cried myself to sleep. As tough and embarrassing as it is for me to say, it was really the feelings that felt like a total failure. I woke up the next morning and cried some more. I did not want to go to school that day, and going to Bible study was just as rough. I didn't want to tell anyone I failed again. My Bible teacher asked me what was wrong. I had to come clean, and I told her how I failed for the third time. My classmates felt awful, and my emotions really overcame me as I was so overwhelmed with all their love and concern. I almost gave up and had the choice with my accommodations not to take it ever again. It was super tempting. I thought about it long and hard, and I knew I didn't want to look back at something I did and fail to succeed at it the right way. This is the fourth time. Did I say fourth? Yeah, fourth time I prepared myself for this thing. And I knew I was going to need all the help I can get. I called up my friend who's like a Dr. Strange type of guy, knowing of English knowledge and literature itself. He tutored me every single day, and we went over every little detail to make sure I was ready more than ever to take the test. I read 4 chapters of the Bible a night. 4, symbolizing the fourth time I was going to pass. The day of the test came, and I knew it inside and out. I felt so good about it. I was feeling tingly. A month and a half later, my results finally came in, and it worked. I finally passed the test of my nightmares. Kind of like what I said earlier with Everest, as I finally reached the top of the summit, as I got what I wanted to get. I came into senior year feeling everybody knew me, and shoot, we were the kings of the school. And I learned, enjoy every moment. I owe this thing to someone who has made a massive impact on my life in so many ways, and would say this similarly every day at practice, because you don't get these moments back. I wanted to make every moment count and not take anything for granted. Of course, I had my ups and downs, but it has been the best year of my life, and there's many more to come. and I have made so many great memories and more friends that I grew closer to than I ever had before this year. From being on varsity, to scoring a touchdown, getting the game ball, beating Seven Lakes, homecoming with a girl who's way out of my league, carrying the flag at the homecoming game, playing at NRG Stadium and hearing the Gunny Money chant, hanging out with any of my friends, getting the Falcon Award, competing in Mr. Falcon and being escorted by one of the most amazing girls you could ever meet, the crazy thriller soccer game against Atascocita, prom with the girl who's amazing in every way, there are too many to account for. I wouldn't trade these memories for the world. As many of the memories I've made have been made with some of the people who have grown near and dear to my heart. I will honestly never forget how it felt after I scored this year. I remember going in the game. I was not expecting to play, and I was as sick as a dog. We asked what the play was going into the fourth, and Coach Hop called Seattle, and then looked at me as I gave a small grin with very little energy. I remember thinking, you best be ready. Do not mess this up. We were on the 1 yard line, and this was really in my head, my last chance I could probably do this. I got the ball handed off to me, and I just remember hearing, get in, G-Lo! I redeemed myself from the Brazos game. I got in and just went crazy. I gave a premature Gronk spike, and I just couldn't stop screaming and smiling. And I was really lost for words as it didn't even feel real at first. It felt like I was in a dream waiting to be woken up. It's been a dream of mine to score a touchdown for many years, and I wouldn't have wanted to do it any other way. It really hit me when the trainer came over to me and said, was that you? And I was like, yeah. And she jumped up to me to give me a huge hug. Getting the game ball couldn't have made the night any sweeter. It makes me laugh, I get to say, for right now, I'm the first and only player to have earned the game ball. That has a nice ring to it. I still watch the video again and again to this day. Hashtag, felt like Christmas morning. Sure wish I had a time machine, because one memory I'll never forget will be the Gunny Money chant during the Westbrook game. It gave me the chills. Seeing everyone hear them say, chant, Gunny Money, it really made my heart full. And being on the team really gave me a home I'll always be grateful for. Sometimes you just gotta leave your mark on the world, and it's amazing in the end. I couldn't be any more grateful for how all the fans treated me all season long. I love the fact that we beat Seven Lakes, our rival. It was by far my favorite game of the season. The energy was insane, and I loved every second of it. I had never beaten Seven Lakes until that night. I lost to them freshman year when I was on film crew, lost to them sophomore year and junior year when two times more. So losing to them this year was definitely not an option. I got goosebumps after we went up 15-10. I ran up to my friend to bump hips with him after he scored, and I'll always remember screaming for joy as I gave him a bear hug. The interception to end the game was icing on the cake. It was a long time coming. Winning that game was really one of the best feelings in the world. Hashtag, couldn't freak the Falcons this time. Putting up the pads for good was really one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. The Monday after the Westbrook game, I came into the locker room, put my helmet on, and sat in my locker one last time. I got very emotional. Words don't describe how painful it was. I never felt so down before. It was like a purpose for life for me was taken away. We took the decals off, put our pads away, and as I was about to put my helmet up on the helmet rack, I looked at it one final time. As I hung it up, I just started bawling. One of the coaches gave me a hug as he could tell how hard it was for me to give up something that I loved. It was really an emotional day for me. Football was my life, and unfortunately for me, I knew I didn't have a future in it either. It was really hard to cope with the fact that I was never going to play again. Mr. Falcon? Let me tell you, that was way out of my comfort zone. Somebody saw me in the hallway and asked if I was gonna do Mr. Falcon, and I answered, I don't recall getting an invitation. And she said, oh, you're gonna do it. And I mean, I didn't see why not. I'm not the most talented guy in the world, but it was still a really neat experience. It was like a moderate version of America's Got Talent, except the judges don't say anything to expose you. I got robbed of being Mr. Beachbody, which was the swimsuit portion of it, but it's all good. At the first rehearsal, I meant to say this about my escort, which I totally forgot to. If I apologize, but she's a gem. And I hope she knows that too. I never would have thought I would go to prom with one of the prettiest girls in school. How lucky am I? I'll be honest. Words do not describe how nervous I was when I asked her. And I smiled ear to ear when she said yes. When prom night came, seeing her dress blew me away. She looked absolutely amazing. I felt like a million bucks and on top of cloud nine all night long. I wouldn't trade the night for anything in the world. Prom itself was perfect all around, and it was a night to remember with her, and it was really one of the best nights of my life. Really a highlight of the year for me. I've met so many great people over my time in Katy. I've lived here for 7 years, and sadly for my family, our time in Katy is coming to an end. They'll be taking their new adventures to Tomball, as they believe to have found their forever home. It's so hard to leave a place that I've been able to call home for so long. Katy has been great for all of us, including me. Many of y'all have impacted my life in so many ways. Words don't describe how it feels to have made so many great friends in a place that's helped me grow so much. Coming here 7 years ago has been the best thing that has ever happened to me. And the city of Katy will always have my heart. Early morning Bible study was really helpful all 4 years. Some days were great, hard, or really much needed. My class this year was the best. All my friends were in it. It made me look forward to waking up each morning, and it was a blessing beyond belief. Going each morning really helped me set a tone for what the day had in store. Some days I would be in a dark place, and going to Bible study really helped enlighten my mood. To be completely honest with you, it's really hard. Waking up at 5 in the morning, have Bible at 6, then go to school. But it was really a perfect way to help me start the day off right. I asked everyone to give their honest first impression of me. I've been told I was cool, funny, kind, and crazy at times. Truth of the matter is, that's really just who I am. I wanted to put myself out there and out of my comfort zone, no matter how tough and unsettling at times it may have been. I really haven't been open about this, but I suffer from a speech impediment, high-functioning autism, and ADHD. I was diagnosed with high-functioning autism in 6th grade and ADHD in 4th grade. Crazy, huh? It's why I take my medication every morning. I've been going to a speech pathologist to help with all of it for as long as I can remember. Since, like, kindergarten. It would help me with what to say, when to say something, social cues, etc., etc., etc. It's been really beneficial to me. And it's been so great to see how much my social game has improved. The theme for my high school career would be, once you get knocked down, you get back up. I went through a lot, more than some of you may realize. And there's been time and time again where I had to get myself back up after doing something really hard. It was challenging for me to get some of these topics off my chest, in which all these challenges I went through have again made me who I am. As you've listened to this, I hope you guys understand that this is not a self-centered sob story, but that it's a reflection on how much high school has changed my life for the better. School was never my favorite place to be, but I knew it was where I was supposed to be. Mom, thank you for helping me overcome everything that was put in my way. From staying up so late, quizzing me and getting me ready for tests that I wouldn't really care studying for, to going to all my ARDs, making sure my social life was in order no matter how tough at times it may have been, and all the times I would stress out over nothing. Words don't describe how thankful I am for that. Dad, thank you for keeping me in check all these years. It'll be tough not to have that person to lean on. But most importantly, thank you both for being such amazing parents to one crazy kid, even though at times that can be such a pain. Well, this is it. My last month of high school. And it's really hard to believe. How am I even here? I don't even know. I'll tell you one thing. My senioritis right now is sky high. Thank y'all for helping me become the person I am today. Thank y'all for all the endless laughs, the unconditional love, the support when needed. And let's make this month the best one. I'm a Falcon for life. Thank y'all for listening to my TED Talk. Love y'all 3,000. Got any money out? Psh, psh, ching, ching.